Greetings, kind viewers, and welcome to part two of St. Martin's Animal Foundation, the haven that serves veggie vittles to its 55 tail-wagging residents who lap them up and bark for more. Oh, and let's not forget the 65 other perfect tenants. For the past 13 years, founder Sky Valencia has rescued hundreds of animals who have been left stranded on the streets, harmed by their human companions, or awaiting their undeserved execution in high-kill shelters. Beyond being an animal refuge, St. Martin's is much, much more. For us humans, it is an educational center that is involved in exciting and uplifting outreach programs to raise awareness for animal welfare and eco-consciousness. To bring the senseless suffering of animals and this chapter of human cruelty to its necessary end, the spirited Sky braves for a new vegan world.
We like respect being vegetarian and the whole vegan, you know, movement. We got to try to do something different and innovative, so we decided to make our dogs vegetarian. And that's why we are proud that we're the home of the veggie dog.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, and then we expanded to kitty cats because they needed help too, and now we have a children's outreach program.
Not only are canines crunching on carrots here, Green Goddess Sky is taking steps towards fulfilling the ultimate self-sustainable eco-sanctuary.
And so our whole idea is more green, more compassionate, and so we're going to start an eco-sanctuary. We're right now putting funding together to get a new sanctuary. We can have our own organic garden. Our volunteers and animals can live and be self-sustainable, and I think that's the wave of the future. It's vegan passion. You know, if we don't stand by our vegan passion and really try to stick to our guns about our dogs being vegetarian, us being self-sustainable, having solar panelings, driving cars that are low on gas or, you know, electric, then we're not any better than anybody else. We want to make a difference. We want to be the first, the pioneers to make this happen and have other people follow us, because it's a simple path. It's not a hard path. Being vegan, that makes this planet a better place to live. It makes the animals that are suffering finally get a little bit of relief. And it's contagious. So the more that you do it, and the healthier and fun you make it be, like, hey, it's fun and it's not a burden to look for non-leather shoes. It's an adventure. And when you find them, you're like, yay, look at these cowboy boots that are not leather. Things are going to change. We just got to keep pushing forward. The wonderful thing about St. Martin's also is that if anything ever happens where you can't get to food or you can't get to the market or, you know, who knows what the economy, what happens with the economy again, we'll always have food. We'll always be able to provide. And the last garden we had such an abundance of fruit and vegetables, we couldn't even give it away to our neighbors anymore. They were like, enough with the cucumbers, enough with the squash. I'll take another tomato. I wish we had that garden again, because now with 100 homeless animals that we care for and so many volunteers, we could definitely use it. So that's the goal right now, is to get that going.
You may have been wondering, who is the holy saint this foundation was named after? Well, cherished friends, amazingly, this 16th century Dominican monk from Peru, St. Martin de Porres, could levitate, bilocate, cure others, and more. How is this possible? God bestowed this virtuous vegetarian with such miraculous gifts in return for his all-embracing love, shared with both humans and animals alike.
He's a man who did and accomplished a lot of wonderful things, not only for the animals, but for children and for people that were really poor. His mother was a slave, and he had no money at all. And he raised all this money to open up an orphanage, open up an animal rescue, and a hospital for low-income people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he just was really dedicated and spent his whole life doing that. And he was Latino. And that helped us, because we were doing a lot of outreach in the Latin community to do help spay and neutering, to stop dog fighting, that kind of stuff. And what happened was we ended up opening a lot of doors that would have been closed for us, finding out where the dog fighting was going on, where the overbreeding and the abuse was taking place. So it worked out really good.
Sky is taking a peaceful and powerful stand to eliminate dog fighting from neighborhoods. Pit bulls in particular have a bad reputation and are looked upon as being mean. But in truth, they are only misunderstood. These loyal companions would die for their owners and live to protect the ones they love. Frequently kept chained or pinned, they are taunted and trained to fight to the very end. Though often kept beaten and starved, they serve their human companions with unconditional love. Here, however, under Sky's compassionate care, this breed's sweet, innate nature is given a chance to shine forth.
And you can see we have a lot of pit mixes and a lot of pits. They're, I guess, 80% of the animals at the shelter are pretty much pit bulls. So if we could cut down on the breeding of the pit bulls, we could probably be a no-kill city.
Pit bulls have such a bad reputation, and a lot of the youth is fighting dogs and thinking it's cool to breed pit bulls for money.
I was very persistent about getting a task force team for LA to bust dog fighting. And dog fighting is so brutal and such an ugly, ugly part of humanity that I don't understand how anybody could be involved in that. And the thing is that it's going on all the time, even though we have strict laws, and puppies being born for specifically to raise as fighting dogs. Most of our posters, if you see it, we have these models and they're dressed up looking tough, but it says, real men don't fight dogs. Or it has a cute guy just to get the attention of the women, and it shows him being kind and said, if you do a good deed, don't breed your pit bull. There's too many. You know, they are born to die, basically. And there were so many that I wanted to take out that I knew wouldn't be there next week. You know, and that's hard. That's hard because when I make the eye connection, that's it. I see their soul and I want them, and I don't want them to experience that ugly ending that they don't deserve after already being abused and ending up at the animal shelter.
Yeah.
So it's really heartbreaking, and no matter how, you know, low in funding we are, I get on the computer and we start networking these dogs.
Now let's hear about the kind blind veteran, Mr. Magoo. For many, many years, this gentle soul was used as bait in dogfights because he wouldn't fight back. But now, as a golden ager, he has been blessed with the tender, loving veggie care he so much deserves in the Senior Citizen Department of St. Martin's Animal Foundation.
Some of the dogs that we rescue really touch our hearts, and one of the dogs is Mr. Magoo. He's an old grandpa pit bull who is probably one of the sweetest, kindest, blind pit bulls you've ever seen. And he was used as a bait dog. So what they did is, because he didn't want to fight, but he was a pit bull, they threw him in a ring to teach others how to fight. And he's got about 1,000 scars from his head to his toe. And he actually, I think, lost his sight due to all the abuse. But he is the most loving, funny, vegetarian, carrot-eating dog you've ever met. And that's one of the reasons I'm so happy we started this organization, because we give these animals a chance, like Mr. Magoo, and a lot of animals that are challenged. We have tripods, we have blind dogs, we have senior dogs and cats, and we just want to give them the best life possible. So once we get this sanctuary that we know we're going to get soon, we're going to make it exactly the haven that they deserve.
Lovely viewers, we're sure you have heard the adage, cleanliness is next to godliness. Well, caring for over 100 animals involves a fair bit of scrubbing, much more than Cinderella ever had to do, we would imagine. Think about washing every canine and kitty, as well as their rooms and dishes. Well, this special sanctuary keeps its grounds sacred and sanitary by treating them with eco-friendly products.
Not only because it's easier on our hands and, you know, for what we're breathing, but the animals sometimes lick stuff off the floor. And especially the puppies, we don't want them walking on chemicals, you know, and licking their paws. And it's not good for the environment. We have to use so many cleaning products because of the amount of animals that are making a mess, that it can take its toll on the environment. It can take its toll on us, you know, breathing it, and for the animals. So we never have to worry about if something spills over that it could be toxic, because we know it's not. It takes a lot of cleaning. I mean, you don't realize that about 70% is cleaning. You're cleaning the cats, you're cleaning the hair, you're moving stuff, picking up donations, picking up blankets, picking up food.
And Sweetie Pie Charlie is having a scrub-a-dub-dub right now. This poor chap, through no fault of his own, is not quite comfortable in his own skin. Born with a cutaneous condition, he spent his puppy years without cuddles and kisses. But wisely knowing that beauty is beyond skin deep, Sky rescued this tender soul from being put to sleep and showers him with rubs and hugs galore.
This one has a skin condition, and you can see he's completely peeling, but it's gotten much better. He was completely pink when we first got him. He's got Demodextra, which is a mite, and it's actually not really contagious, but it's just really hard to cure. So he's going through medication right now. Huh? And there's a lot of dogs that end up at the shelters with Demodextra, and they get euthanized because nobody wants to touch them. Huh? Poor guy.
Wow.
But anyway, and Charlie actually has...
Look at...
Oh, God. Look at you. She's laying in the...
That's so funny. Yeah. It's nice. Somebody needs a bath, Ian.
Does he like a bath?
He loves the massage because he doesn't get, you know, people don't really pet him as much as they should because they don't like his skin. Okay. When I give him a shampoo and I really get in there, special shampoos, $60 shampoos. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just wants to be touched, you know. Just think, most of his life as a puppy, he never got any love.
Oh, yeah. Does that feel good? It's sheer heaven at Sky Spa. For its enduring dedication to the welfare of voiceless and vulnerable dogs and cats, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring St. Martin's Animal Foundation with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $10,000 to further noble work with all her love and gratitude. Please watch next week for part 3 of St. Martin's Animal Foundation, where we will be hanging out with trendy green teens, see a seal superhero strut the streets of San Francisco, and rock to the awesome eco lyrics of Vegan Vixens, all in the name of being veg, going green to save the planet. Visit Sky Valencia's Super St. Martin's Animal Foundation online to learn more at www.stmartinsrescue.org. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your undivided, much-adored attention today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May we remember to appreciate our co-inhabitants for the enriching beauty with which they bless our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.